sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome, second hour of our show on this Friday, and as always on Friday, we are brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Ah, yes, it's the weekend. That means the Kentucky Derby will be going to Louisville in just a few moments as you hear the strains of Dan Fogelberg and Run for the Roses. Now, let's talk just briefly, though, before we get to the Run for the Roses, about Brewers Outlet, because with the Derby tomorrow, you want to be fully stocked. You want to be able to sit down and watch the greatest 2 minutes in sports, most exciting 2 minutes in sports, and be fully stocked and ready to go. Beverages, snacks, and, of course, where Buhner is right now, bellied up to the pickle bar. And, of course, I am safely ensconced at the Chateau. Nothing like the comfort of the Chateau. The Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Q, it's 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We'll be in Hummel's Wharf. I'll go right by Sunbury Motors Kia on routes 11 to 15 Wednesday when I'm at the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Wednesday morning, Kevin and I will be out there. Show will be out there as well as we look forward to Wednesday. Very, very much looking forward to Wednesday. Looking forward to seeing you as well. And, of course, we have the Hilsers General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Hilsers General Store. Hilsers General Store is 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on routes 11 to 15. And if you'd like to preview exactly what they have in there, and it's a long preview because they have a lot in there. That's why it's a general store. It is the 21st century style general store. And you can go to www.hilsherstore.com. All right, Derby time. I know Kevin is sitting there right now. It's Kevin, you are sitting there right now with a notepad, your pen. You want to take extensive notes. You love the ponies. Dick Girardi is an expert on the ponies as well. My friend, it is great to be with you again.
Steve, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. What's the week been like down there?
Warm, 85 degrees every day, which is good. A little hectic, but it always is. Patino's been the center of attention, as you can imagine. Everybody wants to talk to him. He's got 5% interest in Golden Sense, but I think he's got 100%. He's the king of Louisville at the moment.
Yeah, what, you went out to Valhalla the other day? I mean, life's good. I mean, you're out playing Valhalla one day, and then you're going over to check out your horse the next.
Yeah, it's a nice world that he's living in. And he was at a place called Jeff Ruby's last night, which is a hot restaurant downtown. And not much he hasn't been doing at the moment.
O'Neill trains him. Tell us a little bit about the horse itself.
Fast. Probably the fastest horse in the race, Steve. I think there's a good chance he's going to be in front early and maybe late. And wins the Santa Anita Derby, trained by Doug O'Neill, of course, who won the Derby last year with I'll Have Another. He's a very legitimate contender. And it's interesting. I kind of liked him all along, but he really blew up in the Santa Anita Derby. That was like such a better performance than anything he'd done up to that point. And I think he's going to be probably the third choice in the race, would be my guess.
Has he, observers along the way, has he had a good week?
Yeah, he came in late. He didn't come in until Saturday. A lot of the horses have been here for a couple of weeks. He was back in California. And I think he has had a good week. Now, he did his final bit of work in California, but he's been galloping every day, and he's been super, I wouldn't say more impressive than all of them, but as impressive as any of the contenders.
Let's get to another one. Louisiana Derby winner's Revolutionary, and Calvin Burrell is aboard who understands this deal because he's won it three times. Burrell loves the rail, and this horse, I think, starts third, doesn't it? In the three hole.
Three posts. Yeah, so he'll just have to make a real quick left turn to get to the rail. And yeah, Calvin is his hometown track. He knows how to ride it better than anybody. And you're right, Steve. He won in 2007, 2009, and 2010. And in 2009, he won on that 50-1 shot. Mind that first. So, yeah, nobody knows it better than him. And he's riding for Todd Fletcher. That's one of five that Pletcher has in the race. And Revolutionary, I wouldn't say he's Pletcher's best chance. Probably Verrazano would be his best chance for the Wood Memorial winner, but he's certainly very live in the race. With any time Calvin is riding in this race, he has to take it very seriously.
Yeah, and again, he just has to get to the rail quickly. He loves the rail, doesn't he?
Yeah, he rides. They call him down here Calvin Bo Rail. That's his nickname because that's what he does in life. Is he just gets on the rail and stays there.
You mentioned Verrazano. Verrazano has won twice, including, as you mentioned, the Wood. And this is Johnny V aboard Pletcher's horse. Limited exposure with Verrazano, but what makes Verrazano interesting, including the jock?
Yeah, the one thing he should get really good position.
Yeah, he's outside, right?
He should stay out of most of the traffic.
Yeah, he's 14, right?
Right, and he'll probably be coming out of the first turn, third or no worse than fourth, I would think. So that's huge for him. And I think of the Pletcher horses, he is the one with the best chance to win the race.
Now he has the speed horses inside of him. Plus for him,
yes, that's huge. The fact that Golden Sense and the other horses, Falling Sky, are inside of him, that's huge because what that does is give the rider options, Steve. And options are everything in a horse racing, where you don't have to commit until you're ready to commit.
How important do options become when it's a 20-horse field?
Say that one more time, Steve. I'm sorry.
How important are options when it's a 20-horse field?
Huge. Yeah, I mean, traffic is the biggest problem, as you know, with this race, because it's the only race we have all year where there's 20 horses. So, yeah, options are – any jockey will tell you, give me a couple of possibilities, and then I will make a decision. They don't want to be locked into one possibility.
Orbs, the early line 7-2 favorite, outside in the 16 hole. What is it about that horse that allows it to be at least installed as a top three favorite, let alone the favorite?
Won the Florida Derby, very impressive in winning it, and the other thing, Steve, is Sir McGay is one of the best trainers in the world. He's not won this race, and this might be his best chance to do it. So I think that's huge. And he also gets the hottest rider in the country right now, Joe Rosario, who just set a meet record at Keeneland. He won 38 times down there. And it's just, I mean, you know, we've all seen people hot in every kind of sport. Right now he is singeing. And I think that's a good spot for him. It sounds crazy that you'd want a high number, but in reality, high numbers are winning this race, and I think the reason is it keeps you out of traffic.
Right.
Last year, I'll have another one from 19, Big Brown from 20. So I do think that's actually an advantage, him having a higher number.
Spiral Stakes winners Black Onyx, but drew the one hole. I mean, how you mentioned being outside, even out of that second gate outside being a plus. How tough is it to run this race when you have to run from the one hole?
You know, it's interesting. It's a lot tougher with the 20-horse field. One has actually won more times than any other number in the history of the race. But that's when they used to have six-horse races.
Right.
It wasn't a big deal. But the problem now is you almost have to take a right turn to get onto the course. And if you don't brake quickly, there's a chance you could just get enveloped. So that's why people really don't want the one post. The horse that was on it last year is a European horse. And he actually never had a problem at all. But looking at Lucky a couple of years ago, whatever could go wrong did go wrong, and he came back to win the Preakness. So, yeah, I think, Steve, if you have your choice, you don't want it. And Black Onyx is not really a top contender anyway, but no. I know his trainer pretty well, Kelly Braney, is a guy from Jersey. I can tell you if you give him the choice, that was not what he would have taken.
Right, exactly. And I don't think for any of them in the 20-horse field it would be. The speed would probably be what? Golden Sense, Oxbow, and Falling Sky?
I think Golden Sense and then Falling Sky. I don't think Oxbow is quite fast enough. I'm sure they're going to try to send him from nearer the inside. I just think he's inherently not fast enough. I think Golden Sense is going to clear the field. I think he's got California speed. Falling Sky is more East Coast speed, and it's just not quite the same. And I was actually talking to Doug O'Neill yesterday, actually trying to talk him into putting this horse in front. is I want to bet on them. And I think Golden Sense is going to be in front. I think I talked some sense into his training.
Right. And the jockey, of course, making history as well in this.
Yeah, Kevin Critter is a great story from St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Steve, you know the history of black riders in this race and in this sport. Dominated the sport in the late 1800s and early 1900s,
right
after slavery was abolished. It was either former slaves or sons of former slaves who won, actually, more than half of the first 25 derbies. And then Jim Crow came in. All of a sudden, the sport that was integrated, which was really a model, became completely segregated. Black jockeys were out of it. And only recently have they gotten back into it. And an African-American jockey hasn't won the race since 1902.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kevin's going to have that shot. And he's unknown. He's won about 900 races, mostly Northern California, more the minor leagues of the sport. But just recently he's gone to Southern California. He's become a factor. And he got on Golden Sense in a couple workouts before his first race last year, and he stayed with him all the way through.
Does experience on this track mean anything, or is it more just the traffic issue?
I think it's helpful. I think if you're between a couple of horses, you'd rather go with the guy who rides there. But ultimately, as I've said to you many times, it's called horse racing for a reason. It's about the horse.
Right.
If you're not on the best horse, it doesn't matter who's riding.
Right. And you mentioned Golden Sense from the front. Has Golden Sense had to operate at all in traffic?
Steve's so fast, and that's one of the good things about being fast. He's never been in traffic.
Good.
He's never been worse than second after the first couple hundred yards of any race. And in this race, when you look at the past performances, he's clearly the fastest horse. So that's really his tactical advantage, that he shouldn't be involved in the traffic. I always tell people, try not to make it into a 20-horse race, make it into a 3-horse race. It's like the other 17 are irrelevant because they're behind you. So, yeah, I mean, if he breaks poorly and all of a sudden he's 10, yeah, he's probably eliminated. But I don't think that's likely to happen. He's a fast breaker, and there's no reason to think that's going to change on Saturday.
Something you also watch for in horses, you like to watch the next 100 feet to 100 yards after the finish line to let you know what kind of horse you got left underneath you.
Loved how Golden Sense kept what we call the gallop out.
Yep.
After the Santa Anita Derby, after they passed the finish line, I really like that. I also like the way Verrazano galloped that after the wood. I think Verrazano and Orb, if Golden Sense isn't going to win, they're the most likely winners of the race. At some point, one or either of them is likely to challenge Golden Sense, or maybe Golden Sense just gets clear and nobody ever gets near him. That would be nice. That would be very nice. But, yeah, I think Stevie's got some toughness about him in addition to being fast.
How many of the Girardi brothers are congregating for this?
No, we have none at the
what?
Derby. Joe came a couple of years ago. That's the only brother that's ever been. He came in 2010. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they were all at the Final Four, and now they've gone back to wherever it was they were.
This is an outrage.
I know. How can I say?
Dick, always a pleasure. Thanks so much, my friend. Talk to you soon. Probably talk to you next week. See you. That is Dick Girardi, my broadcast partner for Penn State basketball, also one of the top horse racing writers in the country, breaking down the Kentucky Derby, which will be tomorrow. Now, weather could play a factor in all of this tomorrow. I know Kevin brought it up yesterday, and justifiably so. You can tell Kevin's an experienced track guy. He knows, and he knows that sloppy track certainly means certain things. So let's get to the weather forecast for Louisville, Kentucky tomorrow. They are talking about thunderstorms tonight, cooler with showers tomorrow at Churchill Downs. So now, since we at News Radio 1070 WKOK happen to be an AccuWeather affiliate, we have the ability to go hour by hour on tomorrow's race. Now, today doesn't matter. I mean, party time for Kevin out at the, as he gets ready for the big derby. Now, let's see. They're going to have thunderstorms tonight. Big deal. Doesn't matter. Now, once we get to tomorrow afternoon, okay, showers at 11, Showers at noon, showers at 1, then cloudy at 2, 3, and 4. I think the race is at 6:30, right? So cloudy 2, 3, because you need to have the track dry out. But then showers at 5, showers at 6, and showers at 7 with rain at 8. So right around when they want to race this thing, showers. Does that then slow down a speed horse like Golden Sense? What is that going to mean to the dynamics of the race? Golden Sense obviously has been running on great track, Santa Anita, great track, fast track, and won the Santa Anita Derby, has run two races at Santa Anita. Now they bring this horse east, and after being an absolutely beautiful week and a warm week, it's also going to be cool tomorrow, too, 62 degrees in Louisville tomorrow for the race, with showers. And again, they're talking about showers at 5, 6, and 7 tomorrow. So that doesn't exactly bode well for a speed horse. And you may have to adjust. And of course, Kevin's right now adjusting the bet as we speak. Kevin loves the ponies. I've been to the track. Okay. In fact, I've been to the track with Dick. It always have a good time. I've always had a good time when I've gone. I've gone up to Old Pocono Downs. Now, of course, you know, that's harness. But I've also gone to Philadelphia Park with Dick and enjoy it very much. I enjoy being around it, the atmosphere, so forth. But I've never placed a wager on a horse. Never have. Never have gone to the window. Kevin has. I know he's gone down to Grantville several times, and I know he enjoys going down to Grantville. Philadelphia Park I found to be fun, intriguing, but again, I've never placed a wager. I know I'm kind of a boring guy. I got that part, but I just never have. All right, now we're going to go to the premium site. Oh, the premium site's ugly. Rain. Let's see, 1/10 of an inch at 4 at Louisville, 2/10 of an inch at 5, 1/10 of an inch at 6. So they are talking about it's a light shower, but still a shower nonetheless for tomorrow. Golden Sense, probably the third choice. Orb has been the favorite. Verrazano has been the 2. Orb has been 7-2. Verrazano has been 5-1. Golden Sense. Verrazano's been 4-1. And then it's the third choice. And I think because Patino is 5% owner of this horse, I think you're going to see some money pour in on this horse tomorrow and lower the odds on the race. But those are the early favorites. Orb, Verrazano, as of this time. But I just get a gut feeling Golden Sense is going to have some money poured in on it tomorrow, in part because of Patino, even though the weather is not that great. Let's see, latest odds, Derby. Let's see. We'll go through on the latest odds on the Derby. Orb is 4-1 right now, as is Verrazano. They're both 4-1. Golden Sense is 11-2. Okay, so just outside, third choice right now. Revolutionary, the Louisiana Derby winner, is 9-1. Milute, 16-1. Overanalyze, the theme of the show, 14-1. Vijack, which starts outside at 20, but that outside area, that used to be a death knell for a horse winning this race. Nope. Now, in fact, they're coming out of that outer gate now, 14-1. And Java's War is also 14-1. And Will Take Charge is 20-1. Orb is starting 16 at 4-1. And Verrazano, as I mentioned, also 4-1. Kentucky Oaks, by the way. Kentucky Oaks, Midnight Lucky, 9-2. Beholder is 7-2. Unlimited Budget is 4-1. And Dreamy of Julia is now 9-4. for the Kentucky Oaks. All right, next half hour, we've gone from baseball with Rod Dibble to horse racing with Dick Girardi. Now we go to basketball with Patrick Chambers. We'll talk to the head coach of the Nittany Lions in just a few moments. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Friday edition of the show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Steve Jones with you. Great to have you with us. We roll on here. We've already had on Rod Dibble, baseball analyst from Compass Media. Last half hour, we're joined from Louisville by Dick Girardi. So we've gone from Baltimore, where Dibble was, to Louisville, where Dick Girardi happened to be, to staying right here at home. We'll talk to Patrick Chambers in a few moments. Today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It is the weekend. It is time to stock up and load up for the weekend, and there's only one place to do that. That is at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. You're talking about beverages, snacks, and as we speak, Buhner at the Pickle Bar. I have to sample the pickle bar when I'm there on Wednesday. Looking forward to it. Also, the Hilscher's General Store hotline at 1-800-795-9565 is powered by Hilscher's General Store. Located 7 miles south of Sealands Grove and Routes 11 and 15, they are the 21st century version of the General Store. You name it, they have it. It's a great weekend. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend weather-wise. Hilscher's General Store, go down and pick up several things that will make the weekend a lot easier for you. In every regard, that's 7 miles south of Sealands Grove, Routes 11 and 15. Go to www.hilscherstore.com and check what they have. I, of course, in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Looking forward, by the way, to being in Hummel's Wharf and seeing the beautiful Sunbury Motors Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15, which is right near the Susquehanna Valley Country Club, where Kevin and I will be with the gang on Wednesday morning for the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Second year in a row that we've been there, and we are really looking forward to it and looking forward to seeing you out there as well. It's going to be a great day. We had a great time last year. I know I had a great time with the other two guys I was with, Mahone and Kells, but then there's the guy on the team that roots against everybody else and wants us to always use his shot and only feels good about personal self-esteem if we're using his shot. It's really a sad situation. Sad. It's a commentary unto itself. Well, coming up is another golf tournament around our area here, and that is the annual Coaches versus Cancer Golf Tournament. Penn State, by the way, getting close to cracking the $2 million fundraising barrier in Coaches versus Cancer, among the top 10 in the country. And it's something that Bruce Parkhill was the one that started out with the tournament. Jerry Dunn really embraced it, and Jerry Dunn did a great job with it. Ed DeCellis, it became personal because of his battle with cancer, which he's been able to successfully beat. And now Patrick Chambers has stepped in. He couldn't play last year. He's going to play this year. And, Coach, welcome. It is great to have you with us on the show.
Great to see you, buddy.
All right.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Get back out on the road tomorrow. I'm excited.
that is an important part of this. But I want to talk I want to get to the leadership part of it. When the banquet took place last week, one of the things that you wanted to do was you wanted Tim Frazier instead of yourself to start the banquet.
Yep.
And there is a reason behind that. You're trying to foster the leadership part of this.
I'm trying to teach Tim, and everything we do, it's all about teaching our guys how to become men and be prepared for the real world. So that was one of my things I did with Tim to develop leadership. So I met with him early, right before we went up, and I said, here's a couple bullet points. Why don't you get up there and get yourself in front of 300 people and start getting used to talking in front of people. And people respect that, and you're challenging yourself. So if he can handle something like that, I know he can handle a locker room.
One of the things that happened, and I know this will be your third year, but I texted you the day after the Chicago thing, and I said, as far as I was concerned, the Patrick Chambers era began that day. Do you sense now more of this coming together, more in the picture of what you envision the future of what Penn State basketball can be?
I would say that the foundation is been laid, and the culture is heading in the right direction. I felt like what you saw in February and March was a team to be reckoned with. Was a team that competed ferociously on the court, not just in games but in practice as well. And I think that's what made us better, and I think that's what made them better as individuals. They kept and continued to push each other regardless of the record, regardless of the naysayers and what the media was saying about us, not yourself. But, you know, that's what happened. So I feel good about a class coming in. I feel good about the direction we're going in. Tim's looking good. John Johnson's, you know, everybody's. But, you know, like you, we always say, going into year three, it's a pivotal year. Yeah. I feel like we're going to flip this thing. I feel like we're headed in the positive direction. However, we have to stay healthy. You know, we've had injuries for 2 years. I mean, Billy and, you know, Cam was out for a long stretch of time. And at the time, Trey Lewis was out for stretches of the time. And then Tim gets hurt in game five. So it's like it would be nice to have a healthy bodies.
No question. Here's the next part. When, with all due respect to people who work so hard in practice, you want to foster game-like conditions in a practice, but also game-like athleticism in practice. Do you feel more confident that a practice, based on the players you're bringing in and the ones you're returning, can now foster you those kind of situations where suddenly a game situation against that particular athlete does not seem different than a practice day?
I would completely agree with you there, Steve. I mean, I think our practices are going to be played at a high level, which I'm excited about. I mean, whatever Michigan or Indiana or Michigan State or Ohio State, whatever they're going to throw at us, we're going to be that much more prepared. I felt like we were prepared going into every game, every game. But now with the talent that's coming in and the talent that's here, and we're going to have a better bench.
Yeah.
Think about that. Jermaine and DJ don't have to play 40, you know. I didn't sub anybody against Northwestern on the road. I played five guys 20 minutes.
I said with 12 minutes to go in that game, I looked at Dick and I said, that's the five guys. He's not going anywhere. He's
no, because I could sense this could be our first road win in 2 years. Yeah. And I felt like our bench wasn't, you know, they just weren't there. They've kind of hit a wall a little bit. So we stuck with the five guys and we get our first road win. But now we're going to have a bench.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have guys that are, like, we're going to be deeper. We're going to be stronger. Guys are, minutes are going to be, you know, cut down 10 or 12 minutes. That's only going to make us better defensively. Yeah. And rebounding and pushing the ball and doing the little things, you know, I like to do. So yeah. I'm really excited about that.
You've also made a slight adjustment, because I talked to you about this on the road briefly a couple of times. That adjustment is, I think there's one way that Villanova wanted to play in terms of the style of the five guys out there. Did this league change your mind about what a big man means?
Wow. You need a big man in this league. Yeah. I mean, I know Cody's leaving. We'll hear about Mitch McGarry today at 4:30. I just saw.
Yeah.
Hammonds is here. Yeah. And Ohio State's got a great big.
Yep.
And Payne's here. I mean, yep. you have great bigs. Kid from Woodbury from Iowa. I mean, come on. I mean, they're unbelievable. So you need a legit five man. that can bang with those guys, that can defend those guys, but also can help us out when we're struggling shooting the ball, that can get us an easy layup or can get them in foul trouble, and then we go to the foul line. I mean, that was one of the things that hurt us all year. We just fouled people constantly. And as a coach, you don't want to take away their aggressiveness. You can't. You just got to keep teaching them. We did a better job middle of February into March. But having a big man is going to be big for us. Our bigs need to play big. John needs to play better. Donovan, Brandon Taylor,
Ross.
You know, Julian Moore, yep. Ross, Peyton Bank. Those guys need to really step up and play bigger.
Do you come out of the 2 years at BU and now the 2 years here a better and different coach in terms of the different scenarios in your life you've run through?
I believe these last 2 years have made me a much better coach. I really had to think outside the box. I really had to work on my X's and O's. I really had to become better out of timeouts, especially when we have an offensive possession, to steal those possessions. Those, we call them special teams, mm-hmm. but to make them a plus, not a negative. But the coaches you're coaching against make you better. You know, the Izzos of the world, the Tubbies of the world, the Creens. And I felt like, you know, with our preparation and how we went into every game, I felt like we were, if not as prepared, better prepared for whatever they were going to throw at us.
Because fans don't realize, and I've talked about this. I've done a couple games.
Yeah, just a couple.
But they're too often when you're, quote, say, outman talent-wise, some of those 10, 15 games, then as the season goes, become 25. You went the opposite. Suddenly those games became 10, 5, win.
Yeah.
Push the wire. But you had to be creative in practice, too, with them.
No, we only really were blown out of one game,
But you had to be creative in practice, too, with this thing.
Because we only played five guys.
Yeah.
you had to be creative that way, and I had to come up with new drills. And we went to rec hall, and we went to football, and yep. we went to women's volleyball. And, you know, we just really mixed it up as far as keeping these guys engaged. And that's what challenges you off the floor. Like, how do you keep 18- to 23-year-olds engaged, embraced, when you're 0-14? Or your 0-8, or your 0-6. Right. And then next thing you know, you hear everybody, and they may never win a game in the league.
Right.
They might not. And I think because of myself and our staff, we really just put our heads together. And we never energy, same. Attitude, same.
Yep.
Like, practice never changed. If you walked into practice, it was February 28th, mm-hmm. you would have looked at it like, wow, it feels like October.
Yes.
You know, and it seems like, you know, you're 14-0, not 0-14.
Right. I can attest to that.
Yeah, I give the kids credit for that.
Right,
I really do, because they
right.
came in with that mentality.
It's a whole. Yeah, we talk about the one team thing, but that's a one team thing. I mean, that's a one team thing there. All right, now, charity wise, I want to get in Coaches versus Cancer here very quickly, which is very important because the event's coming up at the end of May. A lot of things have happened. How heartened have you been by how the committee works? How it's been embraced, but also how your alumni have embraced it.
What this committee does on a around-the-year basis is amazing, and they're all volunteers. Mm-hmm. It's not like anybody's getting paid.
Right.
And in some way, this disease has affected us, each and every one of us. DJ Newbill being a perfect example.
Yeah.
I just did Relay for Life the other day, and I watched the first lap is people with cancer or survivors. And there's children, and it's just sad to me. It really is. It hits you in ways that you didn't realize.
Right.
And what these volunteers do is just amazing. I mean, the time they put into it, the prizes, just getting the people back, the events that they plan. I mean, we obviously have this great reception the Thursday night, May 30th, which is first class.
It is.
High-level reception at the baseball field. It's just mm-hmm. awesome. And then the tournament's May 31st. You can go in the morning or you can come in the afternoon, and then there's a great reception after that. But everything that they do, everything that they've put together has been first class through and through just to raise the awareness, to continue to raise the awareness. And we're close. We're trying to get to $2 million.
Right.
We're close. But we need to keep having these type of events. People need to keep coming out. And I know people are like, oh, I've been there for 17 straight years, you know?
Right.
Well, it's still here,
right?
You know, and people are like, well, I give money every year. Well, if you don't want to give your finances, then give your time.
Right.
Give your time. Right. Just show up, help out, be a volunteer.
Sheets, HRI, GM Across, and Center Concrete and Mountain Indy Health System. They're the major sponsors as well of this. And you can always go to cvcpennstate.org. There are also other events during the course of the year that include the State College Brew Expo on August 17th at Tussie Mountain, the CVC Reverse Card Drawing, which you and I go to, which is incredible.
Which is a great event.
Field,
yeah.
Thursday night, September 19th. Coaches versus Cancer Band Together Day, which, of course, we will announce at a later date that will take place at the Bryce Jordan Center.
Yep. So. We're in the top eight. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes.
We're in the top eight nationally.
Yes.
Yeah. Am I asking too much to get in the top five?
No. Top five is incredible.
Is that too much to ask?
Right. And captains, don't forget, captains
you
will
got
be
OB, your guy. Yeah.
He'll be my guy, your guy, too.
He's everybody's guy.
He came here to bust me. He came here to talk to me.
He didn't know I was here. He's like, what are you doing here? He's like, you're doing a show. Man, have the standards dropped.
So they dropped the day they hired me. No pride. But, again, that will be May 30th, 31st. You want to register and get involved, cvcpennstate.org. It's something that I'm looking forward to very, very much. You're looking forward to very,
absolutely.
Very much. And that'll be down the road. Now you're going to go out and you're going to hit the road.
Steve, hold on. I will be golfing. I don't know if you knew that.
Really?
I will be golfing. Last year I was on crutches, if you recall.
Yes, I know.
And when I was just hired, I missed this weekend.
Yeah.
So last year was my first year, and I couldn't golf. So this year, golfing, buddy. Looking forward to it.
So once again, that's a very quick shout-out to Ducks Unlimited. Be prepared.
be careful. Go to OB. Get some football helmets. When I'm swinging, you better duck.
You're going to go out. You're going to hit the road. Okay. So as you go out, you hit the road. What do you want? You know, basics. What do you want to look for?
I'm looking for winners. I'm looking for guys that compete at a high level. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for young kids who get, for their level, for their age, how to play hard.
Yeah.
And how to play through being tired. And if they're coachable, and are they a good teammate? Once you find out who you want, you know, and they have to have skill. I mean, obviously, that's the, I don't need to say that part of it. Right. I don't think,
but
have to be skilled.
There are things beyond that.
Yeah. I mean, the winning part, loving to play basketball, coachability, being a great teammate, just hustle, all those little things that kids probably don't even think that we watch, but it's become more important than some of their skill.
Do you get an opportunity to really get to know them based on how the rules are structured?
Absolutely.
Because you knowing them is a critical part to you recruiting them.
There's no question. Because I like to build trust. And if we can build trust with a prospective student athlete and their families and their coaches, well, they'll know exactly what to expect. Mm-hmm. Because we the greatest gift we can give you is the truth. And I tell them that. And mm-hmm. this is where you are. This is where you could be. This is how you could play. And this is how you couldn't play.
Right.
I want you to know everything before you get here, so you're not like, well, you didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me this. No, that's not the case. Right. So for me, it's very important to really build a strong relationship with someone before I bring them on this campus. Right.
Fabulous. Appreciate it. Thanks,
buddy,
for the time.
Great to see you. Thanks for everything.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
That is Patrick Chambers. Had a chance to sit down with him and talk with him about where he's headed with the basketball program. Look, I think this is a big year coming up for them. He inherited a roster. Nobody on that roster, his guy, which is fine because Tim Frazier is the best player on this team, and that's not a guy he recruited. And Ed DeChellis and his staff did a great job of recruiting a Tim Frazier here. They did a great job of recruiting a Ross Travis here. But they needed more parts around those two guys. Travis has had to grow and mature, which he has. Frazier, of course, is coming back from an injury, but he's on track and doing extremely well. But now he's been able to build and get a DJ Newbill in there who played well this year. Jermaine Marshall, also one of Ed DeChellis's recruits who has done well and has grown and matured. But now you add in a DJ Newbill, Woodward, Thorpe, Peyton Banks, Brandon Taylor, and Julian Moore. Now there's more of a base for depth, and John Johnson will be eligible once the first semester is over with. In other words, the day after finals are over with at Penn State, he will be eligible to play. So he'll get a couple of non-conference games in before they get to the conference schedule.
this is an important year for Penn State, and I think there's an opportunity if they can stay healthy, they can win 17 to 20 games during the course of the year. That's the kind of boost and turnaround that they're hoping for at this stage, the very important third year for Patrick Chambers and his staff. I think we've run the gambit today, talking about baseball with Rod Dibble, talking horse racing with Dick Girardi, and talking basketball with Patrick Chambers. Don't forget, big week next week coming up for us, which includes the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament Wednesday at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Looking forward to being there and having the show there on Wednesday as well. So that's a big day coming up on Wednesday. Be a fun day for us as well. Have a great time. I know I'll be rolling in there about 7 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Don't forget, this show has been brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. It's also a weekend that we're going to get a lot of outdoor activity taken care of, whether it's recreational or in the yard, because the weather's going to be beautiful. And you'll need to make sure that you are stocked up at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, with beverages, snacks, and, of course, the Buhner-endorsed pickle bar. Of course, the Sunbury Motors Studios will reside here at the Chateau. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Roads 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the Hilsers General Store hotline open and ready to talk with you at any time at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Hilsers General Store. 7 miles south of Sealands Grove, Routes 11 to 15, the 21st century version of a general store. Go to www.hilsersstore.com. But thanks to Rod Dibble, Patrick Chambers, and also to Dick Girardi for joining us on today's show. And thank you to you for being with us. We appreciate it so much. Can't wait to talk to you on Monday as we continue and roll on into the weekend right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.